So these practices within the Dzogchen tradition of Dujom Lingpa always begin by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. And this natural state of the body is the state that you discover when the body is free of tension, when the body is free of agitation or constriction. The absence of tension is relaxation. It is not something that you do, but something you discover when tension is released. So simply allow your awareness to scan your body. And wherever you discover tension in the jaw, around the eyes, in the neck, wherever it may be, let your breath be drawn to it as if that tension is doing the inhalation. And then release that tension on the exhalation, releasing it into space. And continue to deepen your relaxation with each exhalation. While you maintain the clarity that you begin your meditation with. So don't give in to the habitual association of deep relaxation and drowsiness. And then settle the speech in its natural state, which is a state of effortless silence. And then settle the mind in its natural state, a state of luminous, spacious awareness that is able to illuminate appearances without becoming them, without being set in motion. Spacious, still, and luminous. Now, in this non-conceptual state, if your eyes are closed, open them. And gaze directly ahead at you. And simply be aware of whatever it is that is in front of you with only the visual consciousness. without identifying what it is that you see, without elaborating it conceptually. And simply recognize how relaxed the mind is that is able to maintain this engagement. It is not as if you clench this object, grip it tightly. The mind must be relaxed and receptive and present. Also recognize the experience of non-conceptuality. In the experience of only the seen, conceptual consciousness is dormant. And now lower your gaze, keeping your eyes open, without your gaze landing on anything in front of you, but just kind of dissolving in space, unfocused, the standard gaze of shamatha practice. And then hear these words of the great Vijayadhara, Yangtang Rinpoche. With the cessation of thoughts, you rest with no object, but examine very closely this mind that remains in the absence of thoughts. So what you are observing is actually the mind that is still. And look at it directly, without any expectation of what you might see. Place your mind in single-pointedness, vividly. And now here is a new instruction from the Shamatha text. With Vipassana practice, raise your gaze, first of all to level and then above level. So your eyes are actually elevated. You're not gazing to the left or the right, but you are gazing directly in front of you, but your gaze is elevated. So you are still observing the stillness of your mind, the non-conceptual experience of stillness. But with your eyes elevated now, your gaze elevated, ask this question. Does this mind that is still, does it have a form? Does this still mind have a shape? Does it have a color? Is it something you can actually see? Again, look at it directly for your information. What you are looking at is the stillness of your mind. Does this still mind have any substantial characteristics? Does it have a size? Does it have a location in space? Does this stillness of mind, the mind that is still, as you are observing it, does it have any substantial characteristics? And now lower your eyes again and take a break back into shamatha practice. Simply rest in non-conceptuality. The Vipassana advice is to do it in short bursts or periods. And rest again in shamatha before you fatigue yourself. Rest in this vivid stillness. Simply observe it. And then elevate your gaze again. And ask, this awareness that is still, if it is something substantial, this mind, it must have started at some point. Where did it come from? Can you observe the process of this mind coming from somewhere else? Was it something somewhere else? Or was it nothing nowhere? How does something nothing nowhere become something here that you can observe? Where does this mind come from? This mind of stillness. Maybe this will be easier because this mind is present right in front of you. You are engaged with it. It is present. So where is it? Where is this still awareness located? If it is a substantial entity, can you find it? Is it inside your skull? Somewhere else in your body? Is it outside of your body? Where is it located? And you will certainly have noticed that this stillness of mind doesn't last forever. Where does it go? As you're watching it, origin, location, destination, over and over again, these are the questions. Where did it come from? Where is it? Where does it go? Does it vanish right where it is? Does it withdraw to a single point and then disappear? Then lower your gaze and relax the questioning again. Relax into the single-pointed vividness, non-conceptual, this luminous, spacious mind. Then elevate your gaze again. While you continue to observe this mind that is still, that is non-conceptual. And then as Kacho Wangpo says, place your present mind vividly in single-pointedness. Observe the nature of that which is placed. How does it exist? If you think it does not exist at all, who is it that apprehends this absence? Is that a realization of your own mind or not? And if you think, when I look for it, it doesn't appear, observe that thinker. And also observe that observer. If nothing can be observed with substantial characteristics while you rest in stillness, does that mean that there is no mind whatsoever? If so, what is it that came to that conclusion? Or is your experience when you look at this an absence of awareness altogether? A total vacuity. Or when you observe this stillness, do you have the experience that there is something rather than nothing? There is a state of lucidity, luminosity, the capacity to know. Then relax the inquiry again and rest simply in spacious, luminous awareness.